George is laughing at you, Brian, right now, because he's saying, nah, the word we were supposed to talk about is truth. And that is why Lynn is confused that it's trust instead of truth. But aren't the two really quite linked? If you trust, you see the truth in another person. If you see the truth in another person, you do trust them. So these are the TTs, we'll call them. Well, they are interlinked. They are the same. They are the two sides of the same coin, truth and trust. And so we will honor your trust and we will honor Lynn's truth. And so, he is just laughing his head off right now. I'm going, can you pull it together, please? I'm being recorded. Okay. So, I will say to George, I didn't know he was such a trickster because I saw him as this very tall, noble, wise guide. And he's showing us that I can be both, like truth and trust. I can be a jokester, because why not? In life, we need to laugh. And especially at this time in the human scope of things, there is a moment where you also need to remember to laugh and bring that beautiful, beautiful laughter within your lives and within your own life. And so as you search for the truth, and as you search for trust in others, remember that they will recognize your own truth and your own trust, because are you trustworthy? Being trustworthy, what does that mean? Being trustworthy means that you function with your heart, and that you dare show your heart to others. And so by being aware of your own heart and all the intricacies of one's heart, you are able to show up in full glory to others. And those beautiful and rare connections that human beings have with very particular individuals. And some person can come into your life and you will just trust them. And you say, I don't know why, but I trust that person. And that is your intuition kicking in. And that is your body telling you that, no, this is a trustworthy person. And so you may decide to trust them. It is an age in terms of mistrust. Remember that on the news, on the radio, whatever is shared at this moment truly is trying to tell you not to trust each other and to have this mistrust of each other. And then you watch the beautiful walking piece. And as I walked them, I know then you were very emotional and you couldn't understand why you were so emotional. Watching these monks being greeted and being simple and being gentle and still having their great purpose. Resilience. They started things, they finished things, and they did it not themselves. They're all doing it for others. By having this altruistic view of others, believing that within each and every one of us, we do have aspiration of peace. We do have aspiration of trusting one another and just being together. And so I will end saying it's really important. A, laughter will help you set your body, mind, and for control. B, find those beautiful people with whom you know you can just be yourself. And C, is really gaining more trust vis-a-vis yourself. Do you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself in all situations or only certain situations? Look at how you are trusting in your own lives so that you may more readily recognize it in others when you see it. And so, on this lovely note, I hope that all of you understand that trust and truth are two sides of one coin. So, Brian, for coming up this evening today. And we know you misunderstand things, but there's always a reason why you do that. Thank you, George. Anyways, recorded for posterity, we will end our joke as often.